Hey y'all, welcome to Urban Influencer Radio. We have a new group that's bubbling up the charts on Urban Influencer and other charts.
Yeah.
Black Specs, what's happening, y'all?
PC.
Yo, what's happening?
What's happening with you? How you living?
Hey, man, I'm just out here working. I'm in New England, so the weather's cold.
Right.
It's 44 degrees.
We got a little liquid sunshine ourselves.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about
bundle up.
How y'all came together to be a group.
We came together from just watching each other at shows, admiring each other's work, and then we, over dinner, we discussed, what it was that we wanted to do. We knew we wanted to be a group that respected black men, black women, black children, black families, and honor who we are and what we come from without degrading anybody else, making anybody feel less than. So we knew we wanted, once we got together, to start talking. Because me and Jason have been talking in terms of, like, just things about life for maybe 5-6 years prior to that. And so when we became a group, we knew that we wanted black in the name. Then we also knew that the respect of our elders is like stacked records. So we wanted to make sure that we started stating that we wanted to stack music. So that's what we continue to do. So Black Stacks came about through a conversation and admiration and food, good food, like folks are going to be eating in a few days. Hopefully everybody's eating real well right now, but that's how we came about 10 years ago.
Real food, okay. All right now. Don't be making me hungry.
Yeah.
Sorry that answer was so long, but I had to take my time a little bit just to give y'all a little bit of know about it.
Well, that's what this conversation is about, letting folks know about who y'all are. And I'm quite sure we invite you to be a part of our Zoom call where you can get at some of the PDs and stuff like that directly on a Monday. You know, we do that every Monday, so if you can't make this one, we got other ones. Trust me.
All right. Thank you.
We'll be tapped in.
So who are some of the producers on this project?
Well, right now we have two records out that we're running. And, you know, I like to say A-side, B-side, but they're just two quality records. One goes by the name of River. That was produced by G Fields or Greg Fields. You got the solo bass by DJ Frequency, who's also a DJ for Black Stacks, you know. And then we got a song called Ghost. That was produced by a producer by the name of Flip Some Music. And that just features me and Felicia kind of giving homage to those that have gone before, what's happening now, and hopefully setting the stage for the present, for the future. And, you know, and we continue to, like Felicia say, stack music. So River is more flowing and floating, you know. And we just wanted to make sure that we give a vibration of connectability, also a real good energy that comes from the music right now. I think that's important. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that we delivered something that was an example of who we are and what we represent. So you got River and Ghost.
Okay. Well, I haven't heard Ghost yet. I heard River. I love it. Actually, I'm looking at
thank you.
Since I do the Urban chart, you know, we're going to be trying to add that on the Urban chart. Now I got to go listen to Ghost. Okay. Now you gave me another research project.
Good.
All right.
Enjoy.
I plan on it. So is there going to be an album coming soon?
Well, you know what? We're going to talk about that, huh, Hancock?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
We're going to talk about that.
You're trying to stack the wax. As a former retail store owner, I'm like, I got to have the vinyl, stacked up in the library.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got some other material you can stack as well. Like, this is, we're doing something called Illustrate series. And illustrate means the ill of us, or, you know, ill, us, and the trade. So the ill of us are who we are and what we represent. So in doing that, this might be part of that illustrate series, but this is an ongoing, moving, growing, building process. So, yeah, we got a lot of things in the works. But album, we'll see.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. And the way y'all lyrics flow on River, I can imagine how the visuals will be, because you guys' lyrics are very visual. Leaves it open for folks to really delve into the lyrics, because you know I got teenage kids, and we have debates all the time. Stuff that I've worked in the past, and they're like, "Well, Daddy, we listen to this." I'm like, "Really? What did he just say? What did she just say?"
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, what were you? Mm-hmm. What you listening for?
A couple times.
You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get all the sounds, but you can't get the words.
Right. Right.
You know, I want somebody to talk to me. Tell me a story.
Exactly. And telling a story is where, you know, Jason and I come from in terms of being storytellers. So even in listening to each other while we're doing the work, and what story is the person telling? If we're telling the same story, but we're telling it and we're using the words that we would use. So that's what really makes it exciting, to be able to work with a partner like that too.
Yeah, and the feeling's mutual, but, you know, you hit on something I wanted to go back to about what are they listening to? Can they repeat the words? And I think it's important to be able to have a conversation about, like, the words. What are you actually saying? What is actually being put into your head, to your heart, to your feelings, to your emotions, to your actions? Like, what are you really balancing off of? So for us, words are very important, you know, and they play a big role. Like Felicia told me, and has told me for many years, like, the voice is an instrument. So the words have to be a key. You have to be able to use that and be able to put it together. So rhythmatically, harmonically, hardcore, however you listen to music, that you really understand what's being said to you while you're bobbing your head or stomping your feet or moving to that beat.
Right.
Like, what goes with it? I like to say, can you walk and chew gum at the same time type music? Like, you got to listen to the words and listen to the beat. So it was just something you said about the wordplay, and I just wanted to tap in and comment on that.
Well, and that's what I like to hear, as a person that, you know, goes to spoken word events and hears spoken word and playing on the radio and doing these kind of things. You know, you want people to know what you're talking about. So, but also, let's find out all your social media, where people can find you and support you guys and be a part of your movement.
You want to try this one?
I'm going to try this one.
Okay.
Yeah, he, my partner knows that I've been messing this up, but you can catch us on IG, Black_Stacks. You can get our website at blackstacksmusic.com. You can contact us on Twitter. I need help, Jace. One more? Is that it?
At Blackstacks. And then Facebook.
At Blackstacks.
Yeah.
And Facebook. Okay, I'm getting there. You see, I'm getting there, partner. Y'all know you do. You got me. Thank you.
I got you.
Hey.
And Stack is with an X, just so y'all know, like Black, BlackStax.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you said Stax Records from Memphis, Tennessee, I think most of us knew that it was going to be an X on there, hopefully.
Yeah, but sometimes they put two X's, three X's, all that. We should have original, we should have core. So one X, just one X.
Okay, well, I know y'all like the vibes and the music from the 70s and all that. So the Stax record history is crazy in that area.
Yeah.
And that area is also known for food.
Yeah. Good food. Real good food.
You know?
Woo! Oh, definitely. It's on my list of travel cities to get down to Memphis.
Okay,
and just to eat, get a little bit of that culture. Absolutely.
We always
want to let it be known that we honor those that have come before us, because we understand where we're at and how we got here. So for us to, you know, just act like, you know, we're new and we're the thing that it is, we want to be something different. But Felicia Loud likes to say, you know, we appreciate comparisons. We appreciate all, you know, you sound like, you do this, like, whatever. But we want to honor them by being the first black stacks and continue to stack music, whether it's jazz, hip-hop, blues, soul, funk, reggae, African drum, the spoken word, street rap, conscious rap, you know, good music, good soul. So when you eat it, you feel full from the food of black stacks.
All right, man, because you said all the music I like. You know, you didn't put no polka in there, some folk music, you know, but, you know, I'm good.
We got it all. We got it all. It's all in the
Well, you know, I'm music director for a cultural station. We broadcast in like 8 different languages. So, you know, with all that variety, there's all these different shows. So trust me, it's a little gumbo stew of personalities.
Yeah.
You know, so, as music director, I'm scheming all their music to get people, you know, to the person that's going to play it the most. So, you know, you get all that in there. But I'm glad y'all are doing all this because most of the music in this world was started by us. So it doesn't all the music forms came from Africa. So
that's right.
And changed their names as they gone around. So I'm looking forward to getting more from you guys. Any last words you want to share with folks about you guys?
Last words?
We're going to be talking some more. But if they are,
much appreciation to everyone out there that is continuing to strive and just be healthy. And like my partner says, drink your water. You know, look people in the eye. We can do that now. Be honest with yourself. Trust yourself. Be good to yourself. Don't let nobody take yourself away from anybody you love. And that would be my continuing conversation.
I love that. I'm going to echo that. And I also want to say big ups to Urban Influencer for having us on, for spreading the music, for sharing the music, for listening to the music, and just giving us an opportunity to share what we're doing and how our musical journey is taking flight, if you will, on your platform. So we want to say thank you very much to you. Thank you very much to all the DJs playing the music.
Yes.
Thank you very much for all the people that are opening their ears and their souls to hear it. And we're going to stay doing what we're doing. And like my partner say, we're going to stay stacking.
Stay stacking.
All right, y'all. So,
thank you.
So here's their one of their hits, River, right now on the Urban Influencer.
Like a trophy, you get to know me. There's no debate, we hit the scene in 78. Like an old Cutlass, yeah, I bust this like an old musket. A double shot, this the start of the plot. I'm a live wire juggernaut that loves to create a buzz. It's me and my cuz, where we been and what it was. Heavily invested in daily progression. When we enter the spots, only chilling certain sections. Yeah, directions elevated, calm and sedated. Like a foreign that's highly rated and loves to take off. 66 degrees north, slide up by 5 and never get off. I bet you run into the boss. Jealousy in the whole family tree. We only grow the roots to tell the truth, leaving footprints in each sentence. The differences in comprehension, the tension I feel, cause life is ill and I build like emotions. Devotion to religion is my spirit. Yeah, I'm only here to give it and take something away. Just a quick story to the world from SCA.
So deep. Yes, you're in so deep, but you can revive yourself. Ooh, now, come on, y'all, let me take you to the river. Dip your toe.
the way so good, like you've been here before. So my body is telling me I should explore you. You're a masterpiece, I adore you. You're a major key, so surreal. How you make me high, and baby, I don't wanna push you, but can you be my vibe?
Lavelle Walt of the Whispers on the phone. Gentlemen, how are you?
We're doing good. How you doing?
I'm great, brother.
Can't complain. First question before we just start talking music and history of the Whispers. How are you guys holding up with the pandemic, the coronavirus, and have you been doing anything since the whole world's been on lockdown?
Well, you get probably three different answers on that. We've been basically just trying to stay physically safe. This coronavirus is a real deal, and any slip ups that you may make, could be a matter of life and death. And especially, not saying that we're old and dusty or nothing like that, but still at our age, period, you got to be. You even have to be more careful at this point. So that's what we're even doing. Even with the guys on the phone, the Whispers, we've known one another 50 years, and still we maintain social distancing with one another. So we're just out there trying to be careful and get through this phase of it. Hopefully, early next year we'll get some sort of vaccine that we'll be able to get our lives back to some sense of something normal again.
Anybody can answer this question on the phone? Is there a special way you guys have been reaching out to your audience through social media, or you just kind of been doing it like everybody else?
I couldn't hear him. Could you guys?
No,
he's sort of going in and out.
All right, I'll repeat the question. I was saying, is there, you know, since the gentleman asked a question about social media, I said, is there any way you've been connecting with your audience doing social media? Like, everybody's been doing versus battles. How are the whispers been just keeping in touch with your audience as we've been dealing with the pandemic?
Well, very early on, we did a series of, we were on the internet talking about the coronavirus and keeping our distance. And, you know, we talked about what it was like trying to record our new single. And we're doing like everybody else. So Scotty and I live in California. Lavelle lives in Las Vegas. But out in this part of the country, everybody wears masks. So we recorded this record wearing masks. You know, it was recorded in Scotty's garage. And Lavelle drove down from Vegas, and he did his part. But while we were recording it, we wore the mask. I mean, I take off my mask, go to the garage, sing my part, put my mask back on. And Lavelle would do the same thing, take his mask off, go out to the garage, sing his part, and put his mask back on. So that's how we did it. And we were on the internet weekly telling our fans that they should do the same thing, that they should be careful.
Right.
And so that's how we got through with it, you know. And that's what we're still doing, to be honest with you.
Gotcha. Gentlemen, you guys have been in the business, you mentioned earlier, 5 decades. It's been 14 years since you did your last record called 4 Years Only. Now we're about to talk about your new video, How Long, by The Whispers. What created the video, the concept? How did How Long come to fruition?
Scotty?
Well,
How Long? Yeah, Lavelle, you want to take it?
No, you got it. You know
well,
how it came
in. It came about, we were all looking at television, man, and we all saw the incident that took place with George Floyd, and it affected us. That's really how Long was born, because when we saw what happened with George Floyd, we said, hey, we need to be singing about that. And it took us back to a time when this wasn't the first time we saw this kind of thing happening with black people. We had a record back in the 60s called Seems Like I Gotta Do Wrong, and it was dealing with the same sort of situation. So How Long was basically born out of the frustration of us saying, hey, how long are we going to have to go through this as black people? We did it back in the 60s. Here we are 30, 40 years later, and the same thing is happening. Police brutality, just, you know, you saw with George Floyd with a knee in his neck. I mean, you know, clear and plain for the world to see. So we said, hey, we need to be singing about this and trying to put this to a stop. And that's how really How Long came about.
Wow. There's a gentleman in our group. His name is David Magic Mendez. He's our bass player. And the fortunate thing about it is that while we were watching this unfold, and, you know, the unrest with Breonna Taylor, I mean, all of the things that were going on while we're watching this stuff on TV as we're quarantined, he had written How Long. He'd written this song like back in the 80s, early 80s, dealing with the Russian missile crisis. So when he saw what was going on, he said, you know, I'm going to pull this song out and revamp it. So he did a new track, kind of changed the lyrics, and he sent it to Scotty. And when Scotty heard it, he immediately called me and Walter and said, you know, I have this song. I think it pertains to what is going on today, and it fits us perfectly. You know, how do you guys feel about doing that? Well, just through his excitement, I was excited. So I said, yeah, okay, cool. You know, I'll come down and record it because it was so important for us to be a part of, you know, affecting some sort of change. Of course, we were getting ready to go with our standard, you know, ballot, the love ballot for the ladies and things like that. But once we saw what happened to Floyd and the Breonna Taylors and of the world, we were like, okay, we gotta revamp. This is too important not to come with. So it was all based on David Magic Mendez. It just happened to kind of come together. And you know, when things are supposed to happen, you know, they're just supposed to happen. You can't change the tide. But we were so blessed to get this song, and it means a lot to us to have it out there. So if it affects anybody or gives them any kind of hope or any of those kind of things or brings awareness, that is the main reason why we did it.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. Gentlemen, you guys have been in the business for 5 decades. Which one of your keys to longevity? You've seen the trends change. You've seen the times change. You said you were talking about conscious music in the 60s, and here we are in 2020 still happening. So for the Whisperers, and I would like everyone to chime in, what's your keys to longevity?
Well, let me start off. I think our longevity comes from understanding how important it is to stick together. You know, when we first started out, you know, our mothers, in fact, we were raised by mothers, not a one of them was even 5 foot. They were all under 5 feet, but they brought fear in all of us. But they made us understand that you're only as strong as your weakest link. So we, from the very beginning, we stuck together. There was never no Whisperers featuring Walt and Scotty or Scotty and Walt and the Whisperers. It was always the Whisperers, and that was very important to us to stick together. So through thick and thin, it took us a lot of years to start getting hits. In fact, we didn't get our first hit till 1979-80, which was And the Beat Goes On. But we never stopped realizing how important it was to stick together, and I attribute that, I always have attributed that as to one of the reasons that we're still here like 50 years later.
Wow. Anybody else?
No, I mean, Walter's basically said it all. I mean, you know, I think, like you said, it's our upbringing. You know, my mom always told me, you meet the same people going up the ladder as you do coming down. I think also our attitude towards our fans, you know, keep us here as well, because, you know, without the attitude that our lives are dependent upon our fans, and it's not reverse of that. You know, a lot of artists feel like, you know, they're a blessing to their fans, but no, we don't feel that way. We feel like our fans are a blessing to us. So as long as we keep the humility, which was taught by our strong mothers, to be humble and to not feel like you're better than anyone else, because you're not. You know, you just have a different job that you do. You know, you could be the person that's working at Lockheed, or you could be the person that's working at the grocery store. You know, it doesn't make a difference at all. You just have a different job. And, you know, you always have to teach people respect and not feel like you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. So I think the humility that our fans see in us keep them there with us, and then when we go do a show, we really try to give them our heart and soul. We don't just throw together a show, because we come from the school of that you got to practice, you got to come with a show, you got to come with something that's strong, so that people, when they put out their money, they can leave that arena or that auditorium and say, man, my God, the Whisperers put on a great show. We pride ourselves on that. And so that's who we will be until we retire, because, like I said, we come from the old school and it's been instilled in us.
Wow. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that you guys have had 33 top 10 hits, 20 times Billboard charted albums. You have had hits such as The Beat Goes On, Song for Donny, Lady, Olivia, and now present day, we are talking about How Long. Gentlemen, what's the long term for How Long? How can we help you? How can the masters help you? How can the audience help you get that record out?
Well, Lavelle can give you all of the platforms that it's playing on, but I just want to kind of comment on the song itself. Like Scotty said, we're asking the question of how long are we going to continue to do what we've been doing. You know, the history of this country is not good for black people as a whole. And you got to ask yourself. And this song basically says the answer to how long is love. If you kind of treat a person the way you want to be treated and have respect for them, then we won't have the dissension that's going on right now. And I think this song speaks to it in a very powerful way. So Lavelle can tell you how, I mean, it's on Apple, YouTube, you can go anywhere. You can explain how they can get it. But we're very proud of it.
Okay, please,
we have so many platforms that we're on. I mean, we're on iTunes, we're on CD Baby, Amazon Music, YouTube, Apple Music, and Google. So people are here, so funny, I hear people saying, how can I get it? You got a lot of sites, you can go on there, you can stream it, you can download it. You know, the wonderful thing is part of the proceeds that if you download the single, part of the proceeds go to you know, help people that are going through, you know, this unrest at this time. So we're donating part of the proceeds to be to help out. So, you know, it's not just, you know, about the Whispers. It's about somebody else as well. So anything you can do to go on there from any of those sites and download the single, we would highly appreciate it.
Hey, brother, we'd also like to say to you, thank you for giving us your platform to put this out and talk to people and explain what we're actually trying to do. We don't take this for granted. It's because of people like yourselves that we're able to, you know, spread the word. We want to let you know that we appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you guys. I mean, come on, 5 decades of music. We all got to do our part. Scotty, Lavelle, Walt, the Whispers on the phone. We're discussing their new song called How Long. Gentlemen, in closing, any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
Well, like what Scotty said to our fans, thank you for being our fans for 54 years. And we plan on coming with something after How Long it's run its course. We come in with a normal Whisper song, which is going to be a tribute to the ladies, as we've always done. So look forward to that sometime in 2021.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just getting on the line, Urban Influence, I'm Terry Fellow, Scotty Lavelle Walt of The Whispers, their new single, How Long, 5 decades of music. Gentlemen, we appreciate you just giving us some of your valuable time here at Urban Influence.
Thank you so much, man.
We appreciate being here with you, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Definitely. God bless.
All right.
It's time for change.
Tomorrow will be free. Oh, will we take to fight?
Welcome to the Urban Influencer podcast. Another Friday night, we're with the multi-dimensionally talented Daryl Anders, and we're going to be talking to him about some of the music he's got, and maybe some of the people he's played with, and give y'all a little history of him, and the area of the country he's from, and all those kind of things, and make sure you get out and support all his music. Go get the catalog, and let's find out what he's got new. So what's going on, sir?
Hey, man, I'm just glad to be talking to you and, you know, waking up on the right side of the ground every day.
Well, that's all we can do.
Yes, sir.
So you got a new song out right now, Bulletproof, that is going up the charts. A lot of people, I've seen a lot of write-ups where people are saying this is a song that people must hear, must listen to. And you got people that have nothing to do with radio saying, radio needs to play this record. It's an important record to listen to. What do you say?
I say, first of all, thank you. I appreciate that. And for me, it was a song that I felt it was important to write. It was my motivation was not radio or money or any of that stuff. It's like I felt like I needed to use my voice as an artist to speak out about some stuff that's been going on for a very long time. You know, it's new to some people, but to most of us, it's not new at all. So I wanted to address those issues, but not just shine a light on it, but also to sort of add some hope and positivity to the situation and, you know, something to look forward to. So I hope I accomplished that in some way.
I think you did, man.
Thank you.
As always, you've always been very consistent with putting out timeless quality music. So I think us music enthusiasts can appreciate that.
Oh, that's important. I appreciate that. I try to be consistent, if nothing else.
Yeah, that's what we all strive for, but it doesn't always happen. So far, you've been able to do that. So and I know you're from the Bay Area. So tell people, you know, where you're from and what drives you to play the music that you do.
Well, I'm originally from Florida. I grew up in Florida. I was there till I until I turned 18, and then I joined the Air Force and moved around and settled in California. I've been here in the Bay Area for, I don't even know how long, like 30 years or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I've been here at least 30 years. But this place feels more like home to me than any place. And as far as what drives me, I just strive to put out music that makes people feel good. First of all, music that makes me feel good. I'll say that. I'll start there. I want to make music that makes me feel good, makes me feel something, and hopefully other people will resonate with it and just try to make quality music that makes people feel good. I guess that's the ultimate goal, and to be positive in whatever messaging that is, whether it's a love song, a breakup song, a song about, you know, the state of the world, whatever it is, try to offer something positive in the end, because we got enough darkness in the world.
This is so true. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I know we've had you on the Zoom call with some of the fellow programmers from around the country, and they really did appreciate your music. And I think we had a lot of fun that day. You know, folks kind of like the Zoom calls a little bit, man. You know.
Yeah, it's good when you have interesting people and people are, you know, just communicating. That's what we need. You know, we're all cut off from each other physically right now. So whatever means of communication that we have, I think it's a good thing.
So what's next? I mean, Bulletproof is going to be a part of a project that's coming out or upcoming release.
Bulletproof is the first single from a new record. I haven't decided if it's going to be a full CD or an EP. It just kind of depends. I have enough material for an album. I just, you know, with the state of the world and the music business right now, I'm not sure that a full album is the best move at the moment.
Right.
I know I have a couple more singles coming out, and at the very least an EP before the end of the year, before the end of 2021. And I'm looking forward to some exciting stuff there. I got some really great people that I've been able to collaborate with. And, you know, just it's a fun time, because even though we're locked down, technology means that we can communicate with people all over the world and write music and create music. And, you know, artists have to create or they go crazy. If you don't believe me, ask my wife.
Yeah, well, I can say the same thing. I don't play music. I DJ, but my wife is going crazy. Like, okay, you're not doing anything. These records and CDs, they got to leave the house. I'm like, no, well, before I met you, I had this stuff. So, you're not going nowhere.
Yeah.
We might cut back on some, but this is a part of who I am. And music
it really
has been
is
my therapy for this anxiety that we all have during this pandemic. You know, can we go out? Can we not? We're going to be locked down. But I think with the previous conversation on the Zoom call, I think that came up where people were talking about that. Those of you that are very creative are using this pandemic and creating music.
Yeah, I mean, it's important. I mean, especially people that are used to playing out live, you know, because when I wasn't, even if I wasn't working with my own project, like, normally I would be getting ready to do some gigs with Jesse J right now. We always do, like, a little Christmas thing here in the Bay Area. And, you know, I'd be playing the Blue Note in Napa or playing with this person or that person. So now all of those options are cut off. So if I wasn't able to at least write music and record music, I would be a mess right now. So fortunately, that option's open. I'm working on my project and doing some projects with some other people. And I've also branched out and just trying to expand my pool of musicians and collaborators, because every time you work with somebody, you stretch what you do, because
right,
they're going to bring something to the mix that's different than what you would normally do. And You know, Bulletproof is a perfect example of that. I wrote that song with my friend Jackie Clark from Memphis. He's another bass player and a great keyboard player. And, you know, I had the idea for the song, and I asked him to write the music, and I just kind of gave him a very basic framework of what I wanted it to feel like, and he nailed it. So it was a fun process.
Okay. I'm glad the bass players are getting a little more love right now, which is a wonderful thing.
Well, you know, I think what a lot of people don't realize about bass players is that bass players are collaborators by nature, because what we do in the scope of the music is we support the band. So we have to be paying attention to everything. You know, we may only be playing the bass part, but the bass line affects the melody. It affects the chords. It affects the rhythm, you know, the pulse of the song. So as we're doing our job, we're paying attention to everything else that's happening anyway. So I think it makes bass players make great engineers. They make great producers, and natural born collaborators. So this is fun for me. I like to stay in my lane, do the things that I'm good at, and then bring other people into the mix that do what they do and enhance the whole thing.
Okay.
So it's been really good.
We definitely feel it and hear it. I'm waiting to see the new music that's coming out. Give people all the ways that they can follow you and maybe go back to get some of your catalog, you know, from stuff that was, you know, 5 years ago and, you know.
Sure. You can find everything we do on the website, which is agapesoul.com, AGAPESOUL, it's one word, agapesoul.com. We've got all the records there. You can also find us on Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just type in Agape Soul, and we'll be there. And like I said, we got new music coming up probably the beginning of next year, which I'm super excited about. Probably as it gets closer, I'll start talking a little bit more about what it is. But
okay.
For right now, I just want to keep it a little secret. And then when we come out with it, I think people are going to be really happy.
Quite sure they are, because I think most people know you from the smooth jazz side of things. But this Bulletproof is proven to be on both sides of the fence.
Well, I try to avoid being stuck in one particular genre of music. I mean, it's all music to me, and when I write, I just try to write whatever that thing that needs to come out. So, yeah, I might do an instrumental song or a jazz song or a funk tune or, you know, some rock stuff. You just never know, because all the music that I've played is in there, and it's got to come out when it's got to come out.
Right. And, you know, we're looking forward to hearing all those things and being a part of the musical journey. Because we see the record is moving up the UK soul charts and here with the urban influence urban chart. So, you know, I mean, things are looking good.
Well, it's been good. The fan base has been growing. Spotify is even starting to catch up. That was a slow process for me, because I think just embracing another technology was challenging for me. I got so much stuff to do, but people are starting to catch on. We're on a bunch of different playlists, and I think last time I looked, we were like 10,000 streams for Bulletproof. So I'm happy about that.
Well, just congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Anything
thank
we can
you.
Do to help move that along, you know, we're here for you.
Hey, keep letting people know. I'm very grateful for you guys playing the music and spreading the word, and especially on this song. This Bulletproof song is way more important than me. It's more important than money. It's more important than radio. It's a message that people need to hear, and hopefully, you know, try to make the world a less divided place, you know, because we all bleed, we all got to go through stuff, and it's a lot easier going through stuff when we're doing it together and not trying to tear each other apart.
This is so true. So we're looking forward to that. Once again, we're talking to Daryl Anders, and new project out, new song is Bulletproof. As you heard, he's got some other collaborations coming up. We couldn't get him to divulge those, but you know, we'll work on him, y'all. We'll work on him, you know, on that. maybe the next time he's on the podcast, we'll get that information out of him. So once again,
all right,
we welcome you, and folks, here is the new music from Daryl Anders. It's Bulletproof on the Urban Influencer Radio.
Kill the message.
No, no.
You can't kill the message. Fans are slowly shrinking, and quick to blame but never show. Just 'cause you're saying it don't make it so. You can kill the man, but you can't kill the message. You can ignore the obvious, staring at the proof. Justice is blind, but love is invincible, and the truth.
Control my emotions. You in control your emotions. Hate when you come with that bullshit.
Please just drop it like my new shit. I'm in control, what I need to get done. Cruise control when I roll my blunt. This just me, no stuntman. Shoes I got on right now by the jump, man. I'm in it this year and I'm willing my ride. Just one hand while I steer. The feeling's so right and I'm glad that I'm here. My vision is clear, let's go. And nigga still ain't seen one, never low flow. Nigga ain't never been a fiend, if I dope. Nigga tryna live life, viva la logo. Everything I do it solo. Cruise control. Don't lose control. Don't lose control.
Control.
And that's it.